Mishim Kol Yisrael. In the early 80s, Shlomo was invited to give a concert at the women's prison in Ramallah, Israel, a maximum security detention center that houses both Jewish and Arab women prisoners. When he entered the auditorium with his entourage, he realized to his great distress that only Jewish prisoners were present. He approached the concert organizer and asked, "Where are the Arab women?" Scowling, the organizer looked at him in surprise and asked, "Are you crazy? Why would they want to come to your concert? And why would you want them here?" Shlomo said, "I want them here. It's important that they be here." Organizer shrugged, "You want them? Go get them yourself." Flanked by guards, Shlomo went into each and every prison cell and personally invited the Arab prisoners to join him at the concert. At first, they shook their heads no, but finally succumbed to his soft, insistent pleas and reluctantly filed their way to the concert hall where they sat in silence. Shlomo gently asked an Arab woman, a terrorist who had blown up a supermarket, to translate his stories about the Izbitzer Rebbe into Arabic so the women would understand, and slowly, very slowly, their faces relaxed into smiles. At the end of the concert, Shlomo had the Jewish prisoners, the Arab prisoners, and the prison guards singing and dancing together in a circle. For a shining brief moment, it looked like the Messiah had finally arrived. Gevalt. One of the most controversial but most beautiful stories that I've ever read. One last story for today's Holy Brother story of the day at the Holy Kotel. In the States, he was frequently called the singing rabbi. In Israel, he was known as the Rebbe Harakid, the dancing rabbi. But in South Africa, Shlomo Karlbach was affectionately referred to as Master Jesus. Not actually that, but you know what I mean. Here's how it happened, recounts Dr. Joshua Ritchie, a frequent member of Shlomo's entourage who traveled with him extensively. The Jews of South Africa adored Shlomo. Wherever he came to their country, couldn't do enough for him. They always put him out in a luxurious hotel, which in the days of apartheid typically boasted a huge black staff. There were black maids, bellboys, doormen, and maintenance men. This labor was so cheap in those days, the fancy hotel was practically teeming with black labor. Well, as soon as Shlomo entered the portals of the opulent palace, he began doing his thing. First, he hugged and kissed the astonished black doorman, then he hugged and kissed the thunderstruck black bellboy, and finally he hugged and kissed the dumbfounded black elevator man. Everybody in the lobby was standing open-mouthed, watching the incongruous sight of a white man hugging black staff, calling them my most precious brothers in apartheid South Africa. Some people watched stonily, others chuckled, while others still observed this scene with a tear in their eye. But no one who observed Shlomo Karlbach's love remained unaffected. Finally, one black employee whispered to a second, "My lord, who is that holy white man with his skull cap and beard?" Second one shrugged and in awe he answered, "It can only be Master Jesus, can it not? Master Jesus, it's Master Jesus." One black staff member whispered to the other until the lobby was filled with silent hallelujahs and fervent amens. The name stuck and spread. Whenever he was in South Africa, Shlomo would occasionally steal a few hours from his Jewish commitments to play for black groups for free, to express his solidarity with their plight. When he couldn't get transportation from the white neighborhoods to the black ones, he would walk to his destination, sometimes for miles. And as he would pass through the black community, waving, smiling broadly, hugging and kissing its impoverished residents, little black children would point quick, excitedly at him and shriek happily, "Mom, come quick. Master Jesus just walked by." Gevalt. Have an amazing day full of Abba Tchina.